If you saw him on the street, you wouldn't expect that people like Freeman Stevenson, a tall, lanky, eyeglass-wearing journalism grad from Saratoga Springs, had been involved in any kind of fight, let alone battles in Syria with the likes of ISIS. Stevenson was a volunteer with the Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG.
Bad men only win when good men do nothing. And I'm not saying I'm a good guy, but I try.
There were many reasons why he volunteered.
The simplified version of it is there was no excuse for me not to.
The YPG uses social media to recruit people from around the world. And even though the U.S. State Department and other governments strongly discourage it, people go.
Scotland, UK, Iran.
Tyler Lagomarsino has photos of many who fought alongside him.
I studied the Civil War since it started in 2011.
The Logan area man who for medical reasons couldn't join the military left his wife and 9-year-old child to volunteer.
She was just like, I can't believe you're doing this. What about us? And I said, well, you know, I left a little money in the bank. You know, that should get you through a good, I thought it would be about 8 months.
He believes of all the groups fighting in the complex Middle East, the Kurdish YPG are the good guys.
I was happy that I could be there and show them that they have support from the outside world.
Porter Goodman, a former soldier, EMT, returned LDS missionary and student from Orem, agrees. He spent months chatting with fighters online before deciding to go.
There are definitely people who seem more strongly motivated by, you know, wanting to shoot at somebody, right? And there's people who seem more motivated by just wanting to protect people from the horrible things they're seeing ISIS do to people.
None of the men told their families what they were doing until they were out of the country.
I feel very bad for what I put my family through.
After arriving in Syria, all three men say they had some rudimentary training, and Stevenson says it really was rudimentary.
It's pretty much the training you would assume a dingy third world militia would have. You know, here's a rifle. Take it apart once, put it back together once, shoot 9 rounds out of it. Okay, you're trained on this. This is a machine gun. Take it apart once, put it back together once, shoot 6 rounds out of it. Okay, you're trained on a machine gun kind of thing.
Goodland trained as well, but he initially was planning on working only behind the lines.
And once I was there and saw that they have virtually no medical support on the front line, then that's what I chose to spend my time doing.
Both Goodman and Stevenson were involved in the battle for the northern Syrian city of Manbij. It's where Goodman was wounded, and Stevenson lost a best friend, Jordan McTaggart from Colorado.
Mine went off, ambush happens, and he just got shot running back to us.
Goodman was injured in a mine blast that killed another volunteer.
The last thing I remember is walking through a door into a house. I followed them into a house. It was actually just the ground floor of the house's unit was defending. It had been cleared, but, you know, things can be missed.
He woke up in a U.S. field hospital. He was flown home and given a bill for the flight by the U.S. State Department. Eventually, Stevenson was also wounded, first by a friendly fire bullet, then by shrapnel from a grenade.
I had a grenade go off, you know, 6 feet from me. So all things considered, I'm in remarkably good shape. I did have a piece of shrapnel that went into my wrist, and it actually hit all the tendons.
Though wounded, he says, he stayed in the fight. Stevenson returned home after 10 months service.
Just because bad things happen doesn't mean it wasn't worth it.
But returning hasn't been incredibly easy for any of them. Stevenson says it's easier to join the YPG and enter Syria than to find a job as a journalist in the U.S. Goodman is working to pay off some debts before returning to school, and Lagomarsino came home to help his struggling family.
You know, you go from a sniper hole or to a frontline position, and next thing you know it, you're washing cars.
He's now working another job.
You know, a lot of the Kurds out there used to say that our streets were paved in gold, and I laughed. I said, hey man, you're working 10, 12 hours a day here just to make it, you know, like it's not as easy as you think.
All believe the Kurds fighting in Iraq and northern Syria deserve continued U.S. support.
It's not a nationalist issue for me. It's not, like, I'm an American. They're Syrians, but above all, we're people.
Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.